لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still studying the chapter that deals with prayer from this blessed book عمدة الأحكام, and we move on to Hadith 106, which deals with what is known in Islam as sutra. And sutra means a screen, a visor, something that a worshipper prays to so that he would indicate to the people that he's praying so that they would not pass in front of him. It is permissible for them to pass from behind the screen. So we would like to learn the hadiths that deal with this. What is the ruling on praying to a sutra? And what are the etiquettes to take such a thing? We have a number of hadiths that deal with this. The first hadith is hadith number 106. This hadith was narrated by Abu Juhaym ibn Sammah al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the person who passes in front of another person in prayer knew the magnitude of his sin, he would had preferred to wait for 40 rather than to pass in front of him. Abu Nadr, one of the narrators of the hadith, said, I do not know whether he said 40 days, months, or years. From this hadith, we know that it is sinful to pass between the man's standing point and his prostration position. It is forbidden to pass through that. And it becomes even more forbidden if he was praying to a sutra, if he was praying to a visor. In this hadith, the Prophet did not indicate or say that one has to take a sutra, but he's saying that it is a great sin to pass in front of a worshipper. And scholars did actually give us the space that you're not allowed to pass through. Because imagine if I'm praying in my position and 4 or 5 meters ahead of me, it is almost impossible to tell people not to pass through. Otherwise, no one would move in the masjid. However, a worshipper is one of two. Either he's praying to a sutra or a screen, an object which rises above the ground, signifying that he's praying to it and this is his borders, or he's a worshipper who's praying in the open, as a lot of the Muslims do. They pray in the middle of the masjid, nothing in front of them for 20 or 30 or maybe 100 meters. If he's not praying to a sutra, if he's praying in the open, scholars say that you are allowed to walk in front of him only beyond the area where he puts his head on when he prostrates. So the area, the space between his feet when he's standing and where he puts his head when he prostrates, this area is sacred. You cannot pass through it. And as we stated, what is a sutra? A sutra is an object that a person prays to so that this would be his own space that no one is allowed to pass through. And the sutra can be something, it can be someone, it can be an animal as well. And the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he used to pray to what is similar to the saddle that is put on a camel. And scholars say that it is this high. It's about a foot or so high. And a person can pray to another person sitting in front of him. So if I am in the masjid It's an open area, and there's a worshiper sitting or praying. And I pray so that the distance between me and him is sufficient for me to prostrate. He would be considered as my sutra, as my screen. And I can pray even to an animal. The Prophet ﷺ sometimes prayed to his camel. So praying to an animal, providing that the animal is not going to move. So this is permissible. Why is it not permissible to walk in front of a person who is worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal, who is praying? Scholars say that prayer is a sacred state, and when you pray, you are in the state of calling Allah Azza wa Jal and invoking Him, supplicating to Him. So it's a sacred state that should be respected. And that is why scholars say that in Islam, it is prohibited to destroy synagogues or churches or places of worship. The Prophet ﷺ, when he used to send his troops, he used to advise them and instruct them not to destroy places of worship. And so did Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, and all the caliphs after that. Why? Because people are entitled to worship whom they ever want. And as Muslims, we're told that we are not allowed to demolish, to attack, to harm any synagogue for the Jews or churches for the Christians, because they are places of worship for them and it should be respected. And in the hadith, the Prophet is telling us that had this person walking in front of a worshiper, had he known, he would have waited for 40 before passing in front of him. In the hadith of Umdat al-Ahkam, it says that had he known the magnitude of his sin. But in the Bukhari and Muslim, this word is not there. It's only had he known, he would have stopped for 40. There is no mentioning of the magnitude of sin, though it is found in other books. But as we've stated before, that all the hadiths in this book is from Bukhari and Muslim, and this phrase is not found in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, so it's a mistake from the compiler who inserted it in his book. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, had he known, he would have stopped or he would have waited for 40. Abu Nadr says, one of the narrators, I do not know whether he meant 40 days or 40 months or 40 years. And even if it was 40 hours, it shows you that the magnitude of the sin is so great that waiting until he finishes his prayer, which would probably take not more than 2 or 3 minutes, that would have been better for you so that you would not get any of the sins. And scholars say, is 40 intended as a number or not? Some say, yes, it is. Others say, no. Such numbers in the Arabic language, when mentioned in the Quran, it means that a great number, but not that 40 is intended for itself. For example, Allah says about the hypocrites, seek forgiveness for them or don't seek forgiveness for them. If you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah would not forgive them. So some scholars say 70 times is not intended. It means that no matter how many times you seek forgiveness for them, Allah will not forgive them. And that is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if I knew that Allah would forgive them, if I sought forgiveness for them 71 times, I would have done that. But the Prophet understood that 70 times here is not meant for 70. It means that a lot of numbers. And likewise, when we hear the hadith of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, where he tells us that on the day of judgment, hell would be brought in front of the people with 70,000 straps that people pull it from. And with every strap or leash, there are 70,000 angels pulling it. So scholars say that the number is not intended for itself, the 70,000. But it means that there are so many that they are beyond count. And likewise in this hadith, one, if he knew the magnitude of sin, it would have been better for him not to cross, even if he had to wait 40 days, 40 months, 40 years, Allahu A'lam, of how many he would have to wait. However, is it permissible for a person to pass in front of worshipper if there is no way out? Scholars say yes. If the worshipper is praying, for example, in front of a door, and this is the only door for the masjid, and there is no way I can go out, scholars say it is his mistake for praying in front of the door, and it becomes permissible for people to pass by. But if there is another way around, you can go from behind him, it is not permissible. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.